Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I needed. I had some things already done, but I had to go and I had to like tie up some loose ends as well. Get like a major gift that I'm doing for like an exchange with my family that I had to build an entire thing for that I just put off until the last moment. And I also wrapped all of my gifts this morning when I have a Christmas Eve function that is going on immediately after I leave this show and I go back home. I'm going to Christmas Eve where we are exchanging gifts. I wrapped those this morning.
So you said half your shopping's done. Or is it all done?
It's all done now. Oh, okay. Half of it was done prior to yesterday.
Oh. Okay.
And then the other half got done.
I got you.
Is there too, like, because I do this every single year. Every time this happens where it's like, I get to a point and I'm like, yeah, no, I know a couple of things I want to get somebody for Christmas. And I get those things. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll just, you know, I got a couple more ideas. I'll order these online. And then I get to like December 20th. And I'm like, well, let me tell you, I'm not getting anything shipped in 4 days. That's not happening. I had to order those 3 weeks ago. So we now need to go to the store. And I feel bad when I'm like, hey, here's your gift. I wrapped it yesterday. And like, I grew up in a, you know, like, from the point until I was like 10, my mother was a single mother who was basically going through and like would work two jobs. So she would wrap our presents like basically the morning of Christmas. So like that aspect I get. And there's absolutely nothing that I hold against people that are like, if you have a, you know, kids, if you're a parent and you're wrapping those the night before, again, totally get it. But I'm not a parent. I don't have kids. I'm just talking about people like I've had plenty of time to get gifts and wrap gifts. If we're being realistic about it, I'm just lazy and I put them off and I'm like, ah, oh, yeah, now we got to do that. Am I a bad person? Is this bad?
No. Jake, I don't really ever wrap my own Christmas gifts anyway.
Like, no?
I'm usually around either my mom or my older sister and they're very good at it. And I let them do it. And then I switch when they're wrapping like each other's gifts. So obviously they don't know what it is. Like, I've wrapped gifts after midnight before. Like, I don't know if I've ever done it morning of. That would be new. But it's never too late to wrap one. I'm even in the version of, you don't even really need to wrap it. Stick a bow on it and just hand it to them and say Merry Christmas. There you go.
I am a bag person. I'm terrible at wrapping. I was talking to Jake Murren before the show, and Jake's apparently an excellent gift wrapper. I am the opposite. I can't wrap for a dime. And I will go through and specifically put as many of my presents into bags that I'm
totally
giving people.
Yeah.
So much easier.
Good boxes for like when you buy them, like clothes, you put them in like little gift boxes. That's my jam. But I am not good at wrapping. There are no presents this year that I have to wrap. So I'm not going to.
That's probably the correct way to take it. But I did get some gifts wrapped today. I got some gifts. I got everything sorted out. So it's all done. I feel kind of bad having people be like, ah, I thought so much of you that I bought this yesterday and I wrapped it today. Here you go.
And now you went public with it and told everyone on the radio tonight that. So now everyone's going to know that you did it that way.
That's okay.
No one
That's
had fair. To know, Jake. You could have just.
No, we can't keep it in the dark. That's no fun. You got to give people a lens, Michael. You got to let them in. far from perfect. I mean, look at the YouTube. I'm fat. Okay, let's keep this thing rolling. There was an interesting clip. Dan Orlovsky was on First Take and had an interesting AFC North take that expands to the world of football that I want to take a listen to.
I think it's the most disappointing team in football this year, the Baltimore Ravens. How does Derrick Henry, who's averaging, I think it was like seven and a half a clip, put you up 11 with 12:30 to go and never touch the football again? It's odd to see how this offense last year was historically great, not really good. They did things that are in the NFL history books. And that group, for the most part, is back, and they're so inept on offense this year. And so for that, like, you're talking about a team, and rightfully so, not hyperbolic. That team should win the Super Bowl this year. They've got a guy that is a two-time MVP. They got stars up and down their roster. It's 10 All-Pros. That team should win the Super Bowl. They're not going to get in the playoffs. And when that happens, change happens.
So it's not that I disagree with Dan, because the Ravens are obviously very clearly disappointing. I don't think I can look at the Ravens and say that is the most disappointing team across the NFL right now.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mostly because Lamar was out for a chunk of the year, and I still think Lamar's missing every single Wednesday practice right now. Did not practice today once again. It's been that way for the last 3 or 4 weeks. He's injured. Like, he is not playing at 100% health right now, and probably nowhere close to it. So, yeah, are the Ravens a disappointing team that they're now probably going to miss the playoffs and should have just hands down walked away with the AFC North? They're 100% disappointing. They're probably a top 3 to 4 disappointing team in the NFL. I can't help but look around and go, these teams were healthy and probably bigger disappointments. For instance, who I think is probably the biggest disappointment this year, the Kansas City Chiefs, who, yes, Patrick Mahomes is now torn ACL and IR. He was healthy up until the moment they were literally eliminated from the playoffs on the final drive of the game in which the Kansas City Chiefs were losing. That team's a disappointment. Like, you have Andy Reid, you have Travis Kelce, you have Patrick Mahomes, you still have Chris Jones and a fine defense. And you couldn't muster up enough wins to not only win your division, because Denver's playing an incredible rate this year, but just slip into the playoffs and be eliminated weeks out. That's like top tier for me. Like, you have probably what people are considering one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time already in Patrick Mahomes. Missing the playoffs is obviously a really bad feat. I also look around like, I would say I'm more disappointed in the Detroit Lions right now.
I was about to say Detroit, but they are one team. Like, their entire defense is basically gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's, talk about a team that got smoked by injuries. It is a little unfair, but that offense is still fairly healthy, and they have not been good enough.
No, and the offense was, I mean, early on in the year, losing Ben Johnson, that was part of the problem. We've seen Dan Campbell take over play calling. We saw that offense go through several moments of struggle way earlier in the year and have still had their flashes of offensive struggle, and it's like, you have Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Jared Goff. Like, I don't know why I'm naming the entire Lions roster to you, but like, you have so many weapons on that team. I don't understand how that's not more disappointing than the Ravens. Like, again, there's injuries. Those two teams are very comparable, especially Ravens also had a ton of defensive injuries early and have obviously gotten better since then. But it's like, it's an injury riddled team. Yeah, I expect them to be better. They're both disappointments, but like, when you have your quarterback hurt, that's kind of like the end all. You get a free pass out of this season, is it not?
Yeah, it is, because I was also going to think, I think Washington's on that list.
Yeah.
Like, and to be fair, I know Jayden Daniels is out, but even when Jayden Daniels was playing, Jake, I know you and I have talked about this, they haven't looked good.
No, they've looked really bad.
And so it's like, that's a disappointing team, because everyone was picking Washington to go to the Super Bowl this year. Everyone's picking them to possibly win the NFC East. They're not even close. They're going to have a top six pick.
Yeah, I mean, what are they? They're currently, I've lost my, 4-11 on the year.
Yeah, they're starting Josh Johnson tomorrow.
Yeah, Christmas, on Christmas. What a game that we're talking about on Christmas. What are the Browns rank in this? In terms of teams that are just, because they're a disappointment.
Are we talking league-wide or?
Yeah.
I'd say they're in the top.
Maybe.
12? I'd say the top third. I don't think we can say a team's that disappointing when they were predicted to win 5 and they won 3.
Like, I don't really know what more teams I'm putting ahead of them other than
Tampa
the ones.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay is definitely
and
above
Tampa
them.
Tampa Bay, I would say, for like the most like mid-season disappointment, just for them to start off so hot and they can't win a game.
I mean, I would maybe make the argument like the Falcons are somewhat up there, but I don't know that expectations are crazy high. They're still 6-9. They're probably in that mix, but outside of that, like I look around, Cowboys might cross into that line.
Miami. Injuries have hurt Miami as well, but
not to mention playing in a division with the Patriots and Bills has absolutely killed you. But like, yeah, I think that it's a really short list. I would probably go as far to say like top 7 or 8 and leave the Browns there. Again, it was low expectations coming into the year, so there is a little bit more of a pass to that aspect because, yeah, you might fall 3 games short of what your expectation was according to Vegas. It's more the product on the field and the way that we've had to watch it. But Browns are disappointing. Just keep in mind, there's probably 7 more disappointing teams in the NFL. It's very odd the way that we look at it. You can be disappointed. You can be angry. There's a lot of fan bases that end up this way too. But yeah, the Browns are definitely up there. All right, we get to, in case we missed it, to wrap up the show, coming up here in 5 minutes. Jake Volnick, in for Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.